Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text comes from the gospel reading, which includes these words. And this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." This is our text. You may be seated. Dear saints, no doubt you've been in a situation where you needed to talk about yourself. Maybe it was a job interview. Maybe you had to write a college application where you had to list all of the great accomplishments you've had in life so far. Or maybe it was a party where you didn't know everybody. And you know how it goes. The host introduces you to someone else at the party who they think you might get along with. And you start talking about yourselves, trying to find some common thing to talk about. Usually that conversation ends in one of two ways. Either you find something in common and talk about it for a while, or one person awkwardly says they need to go to the restroom or get more snacks. In today's gospel reading, we get to hear John the Baptist talk about himself. He's an interesting character, wouldn't you say? Weird clothes, strange diet, wandering around in the desert. Yet many are drawn to him. Many come out to see him, to be baptized by him, to hear his wisdom. Apparently, that he has something they wanted to hear. He's drawing a crowd. And so this group come out to John in the desert, trying to figure out what is going on. What is this ministry all about? Why are these people going out to see him? The priests and the Levites, in cahoots with the Pharisees, send interrogators out to him. "Are you the Christ?" John is not the Messiah, the anointed one. He says as much. He is not the light, but he bears witness about the light. "Are you Elijah?" Elijah was supposed to come before the Messiah. All the Jews knew this. Jesus himself calls John Elijah who is to come. But is John some reincarnated Elijah, the one that went up to heaven in the flaming chariot, the one that appeared at the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus? No. He fulfills the promise. He is in Elijah's office. But he is not the same man. "Are you the prophet?" The prophet they're referring to is from Deuteronomy chapter 18. There the Lord tells Moses this, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him, and whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." But John is not that prophet. There is another prophet greater than he that is coming. Well, with this line of questioning obviously going nowhere, the interrogators just decide to have John speak for himself. "What do you say about yourself, John?" Now he has the opportunity. Now he can tell them whatever he wants. He could talk about his crazy diet or his clothes. He could tell them about the miraculous birth to his father Zechariah and mother Elizabeth, who was barren. He could talk about how he leapt in the womb of his mother 3 months before he was born. He could brag about all the people that have been coming out to see him in the desert and what a great preacher he must be. He talks about none of that. After replying to their questions and denying to be any of those people about which they asked, John has this to say about himself. "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. You see what John does? He doesn't go on and on about himself and discussing who he is. He keeps pointing to someone else. His job is singular. It is only to prepare the people for the coming of the one who really matters. Though Jesus says John is greater than all the prophets that have ever been, John is not even worthy to untie the sandals of the one who is coming after him. He only wants to direct people to Jesus, to have the people make their way straight, which means to repent, so they can receive their Lord. John only wants to glorify the Christ. That's it. That is his whole life's work. In a way, every Christian, and certainly the church, has John the Baptist as their role model. Each of us as individuals should appear just a little strange to the unbeliever. We believe strange things, according to many. We avoid things that the world considers good. We attempt to control our tongues. We try to keep our pride and arrogance at bay. We spend our time and our money on this thing called the church. We admit our mistakes and we forgive those who wrong us. We give up things for the sake of others. And likewise, the church is not to conform to the patterns of this world. It is not to draw attention to itself in some sort of boastful or prideful way. Look at how good we are. Instead, the church's job is the same as John's. It is to point people to Jesus. Both those inside her walls and those still on the outside. That's one reason our worship service looks so different from anything else you could possibly experience during the week. The sermon isn't a TED talk or a motivational speech. We sit in funny benches. We light candles. There's weird, not exactly classical music. We're not particularly concerned about stirring up certain emotions in you. There's a guy wearing strange clothes who talks to the people sometimes and talks to the wall sometimes. But all that we do, all that the church has always done, is to further what John did, to continually, constantly point us to Jesus. Because finally, that's all that matters. In the verse immediately following our gospel reading from John's gospel, we are told that John sees Jesus and says about him, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." So important are these words that the church for centuries has sung them every Sunday before communion. John wants to point people to Jesus in order that they might know what he has done and will do for them. He is the Lamb of the final and perfect sacrifice. He is the sinless and spotless Lamb of God in whose veins God's blood flows. And there is life in that blood. Life that would pour out of Jesus on the cross, would pour out to atone for your sins and for mine. Jesus losing his life so that you would gain eternal life. That is why John points away from himself toward Jesus. John is not the Christ. He cannot atone for sin. Neither can any one of us. But Jesus can, and he does. The church and the local congregation is often involved in many things in this world and should be involved in caring for the vulnerable, speaking out on behalf of those who can't speak for themselves. Sometimes, if there is a need that the community is not filling, the church will often step in to fulfill that need. But all of that is secondary to the primary purpose of the church. We must keep the main thing the main thing. All of the things that the church does in the world flow out of the main purpose for the church, which is to point people to Jesus, to proclaim the word of God in its fullness, to call out sin where it sees it, to call sinners to repentance, to proclaim that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away their sin. This is our great joy as Christians and as the church. It is a joyful calling to lead people to Christ. For like the people in John's day, people in our day also need to prepare. They need to prepare to receive Jesus, the one who has come and died for sin, the one who has made a straight path to eternal life by defeating the grave, is coming again. Even as he now sits at the right hand of the Father, ruling over all things, people need to know him because he is coming again to judge the living and the dead, to separate the sheep from the goats, to punish unbelief and reward faithfulness. Jesus is the crucified and risen Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. As we Christians and we as the church live out this calling in the world, let us heed St. Paul's words to us. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts in faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.